A Southeast Alaska Native leader is being recognized internationally for her work in anthropology. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on an award won by Rosita Wuerl, a Juneau-based cultural and corporate leader.
Rosita Wuerl believes anthropology should be more than academic research. She says the study of human society and culture needs to have a practical application.
In this modern day period, you have to be analytical about your culture. At one time, you know, we were able to just live our culture. But when we came in contact with other societies, of course, we had these cultural encounters. And so now to be able to integrate our culture into modern institutions, you have to be able to understand and say, these are our cultural values, and then be able to understand impacts on these cultural values.
Wuerl's work as a teacher, advocate, and organizational leader led her to win the Solon T. Kimball Award for Public and Applied Anthropology. The award recognizes contributions to the development of the field as an applied science with public policy impacts. Wuerl, who is Tlingit, has a long history in Southeast Native Affairs. She's best known as president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, a Juneau-based cultural and educational organization. She also is vice chair of the board of directors of the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Wuerl also teaches at the University of Alaska Southeast. Dan Monteith is an anthropology professor there and helped prepare the nominating petition.
She's one of our kind of special treasures in terms of a professor and teacher. And not only is she great because many of our Alaska Native students can identify with her, but just her breadth and depth of knowledge about anthropology, but also her experience as an anthropologist, a practicing anthropologist in the state, lends to her classroom abilities in being able to teach students.
Wuerl is the 13th person to receive the biennial award given by the American Anthropological Association. Monteith says it's in recognition of public service.
Rosita and her work with repatriation, her work on committees with other international kind of indigenous organizations in particular, I think, is noteworthy and brings her quite a bit of recognition, both nationally and internationally.
Wuerl helped the administration of former Governor Steve Cooper develop a policy establishing the state's relationship with tribes. She's also been a leader of the Alaska Federation of Natives and has been involved in the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian. Wuerl says she knows many Native Americans are suspicious of anthropologists who sometimes clash with traditional knowledge or practices, but she says Alaska Natives need to be involved in the field.
I love anthropology, and I think I conveyed that to a number of my students, because if you walked outside there, you'll see a number of my former students. You know, first they were working here as interns, and now they're here working in the field of anthropology and taking the knowledge of anthropology to looking at our culture.
Wuerl has doctorate and master's degrees from Harvard University and a bachelor's degree from Alaska Methodist University. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.